for sunny weather, but that won't stop the rain. Feeling like you got no place to run, I could be your shelter till it's done. We can make this last forever.
Without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9. It's January 21st, 2011, and you are locked into the Barn Burner. And guess what? It is my year anniversary of the show. I couldn't believe it. Actually, I didn't realize it until I was looking at old podcasts this morning, and I'm like, I've actually been on the air for an entire year. Is that what you heard?
No.
What did you hear? Oh, that's, you know what, Rodney, that's unfair.
Well, no, I think Luke's got a point.
You think he does?
Yeah, you know.
Rodney DeCrew, local troubadour, is with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
I gotta tell the truth.
You know what? Busting my balls in it. It's been like, what, 30 seconds into the show. I love how this is gonna go.
Alright, it's your year anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to do that.
Well, you know, okay, fair enough. I tell you what, I'm gonna celebrate the anniversary today in lieu of the makeup episodes that I'm gonna do for you, the fans, since I was slacking off all year. What with getting married and traveling and
just. It's a little defensive.
And being a playboy around town. Special guest today, Rodney DeCrew. Like I said, you know, he made his introduction, well worth the wait. And it's funny too, actually, Rodney and I really met on the, basically on the show, I guess was like the first time. And that was August long weekend, and I was about to head to the Okanagan Valley, which turned into a good time for me. Rodney is actually also being featured on the benefit show for CITR that I have been promoting. The first annual Barn Burner at Chapel Arts. And that will be taking place on January 29th, 2011, featuring Rodney DeCrew and his new convictions, also Shiloh Lindsay and Minto. So come one, come all to that event. Doors are at 8 o'clock. All the proceeds go back to the radio station for operation costs for CITR. And a portion also goes to Chapel Arts to keep community arts and community music alive. Ronnie, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's pretty great. I hear rumors that there's going to be even grub and spaghetti westerns and just all kinds of great stuff.
That's true. Yeah, there's
greasy grub.
Greasy grub. That's right. Lucy's Diner is a sponsor, as is Happy Bat Cinema, who are going to be providing spaghetti westerns in the Galleria.
See, Greasy Grub sounds attractive to us, but do you think Lucy's Diner would like us calling it Greasy Grub? Or?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if Lucy's Diner actually serves, like, you know, high culture food. So I think it's fair.
Okay.
You know, it's right. Greasy does not mean lacking in taste or nutritional.
No, but we're in a town of foodies here, you know.
Yes. So I mean, there's
you
obviously no
chicken unless it was, like, you know,
blessed by a monk.
Blessed by a monk and.
Yes. So no, there will be no tofu blessed by a monk at this. You know what?
This is a tofu-free show.
Go into the first annual Barn Burner knowing that it is a fat inclusive show and meal.
I love it. I'll be sitting in the corner just eating lard. Got my bucket of lard.
That's right. Ronnie with just a big vat of Crisco. All to himself.
Actually, I don't like where that kind of, what that implies. But.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I'll tell you what. It's one thing I do know is it's going to be a hell of a time, and you should come out and support CITR and our local town, Rodney Cruz, Shiloh Lindsay, and Minto. The best that Vancouver and the West has to offer. Ronnie's going to play a couple songs for us today and going to give us some choice tracks from some choice albums that he brought in. Let's start off, Rodney, with a new song.
Shotgun Story
that I heard for the first time at the Railway Club when you played on Mundella Monday. So
that's right, with my new convictions.
Mm-hmm.
So who are Adrian Mack on drums and two of the No Horses kids, which I'm a big fan of No Horses. It's a move too fast, it's a broken glass. It's a sidewinder crawling down an overpass. It's blood on your hand, it's what you don't understand. It's another fast talking, holy rolling man. It's out on the street with nothing to eat. It's wild dogs crazy in the wild dog heat. Do you know where you're from? Oh, it's a shotgun story, son. How do you know where you're from? Well, it's a shotgun story, son. Well, sweet side gone, another soldier gone. Oh, well, it's heroin out on the front lawn. It's Baghdad crazy with a gun in your mouth. No money in your pocket and your head is straight south. Cause your girl is gone, you ain't got no friends. There ain't no beginning, man, there ain't no end. Do you know where you're from? Well, it's a shotgun story, son. Well, do you know where you're from? Well, it's a shotgun story, son. Another fool. Someone keeps on changing the rules. Well, if you saw her face, you'd burn the place. It's funny how love can look a lot like hate. You're down on your knees, you're saying, baby, please. Will somebody show me what I need? Or do you know where you're from? Yeah, it's a shot. Story, son. Well, do you know where you're from? Well, it's a shotgun story, son. Well, it's a shotgun story, son. Well, it's a shotgun story, son.
Shotgun Story by Rodney DeCrew. Very nice, very nice, Rodney. Was that one of the first new ones that you got to play with the band?
Yes, the first new song that I played with the band, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
It's always, I imagine it's good to kind of have something grow organically with people that, you know, haven't really played.
Yeah, it's nice to play the song. I mean, when you're first getting a band together, you know, in my situation, I've got a bunch of recorded material, so it kind of gives them a place to start from, you know, but the real test for me is, you know, whether a band's going to work or whether we're going to have a kind of chemistry is when I bring in my own new songs and they put their stamp on it.
That's great. As a listener who experienced the band this past Monday, I can tell you this, Rodney's New Convictions, Loud and Loose. Just the way the barn burner likes it. So yes, come on, the 29th is going to be a heck of a show. We're going to start off the canned music on the barn burner, if you will, this week with one of my favorite rhythm and blues live recordings of all time, live at the Harlem Square Club, 1963. This is Sam Cooke with one of his more ragged renditions of Bring It On Home to Me. You are listening to the barn burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
I want you to listen to this song right here for me. Got to tell you how I feel right now. This song gonna tell you how I feel. I know you've been gone away from it a long time, but listen, baby, if you would ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your good love, baby, bring it all home to me. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I gotta be a man to tell you this. Honey, look, I'll give you jewelry. I'll give you some of that money too. But listen, oh, that ain't all. That ain't all Sam will do for you. All you gotta do is bring it to me. Bring that good love, baby, bring it all home to me. I gotta tell you this, cause this is important. Listen to me. Don't you know that I'll always be your slave. Till I'm buried in my grave. But while I'm living, bring it to me. Bring that good loving, baby. Bring it all home to me. One more thing I gotta tell you. Listen to me right now. You know that I try treat you right. What did you do? Oh, you stayed out. You just stayed out late at night. I don't care who you was with. Bring it to me. Bring all that good loving, baby. Bring it on. Everybody's with me. Everybody's with me tonight. Look, listen. Let me hear you say yeah. 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 You with me? Yeah. Say yeah. To me. I want you to do that for me one more time. You gotta do that for me one more time, huh? Let me hear you say yeah. Without you, you understand? It's been a long time since you've been in my arms, darling. I've never stopped loving you. So why should you let a little misunderstanding stop you from loving me? But I want you to know that whether or not you bring it on home to me, I want you to know that nothing can change that love I have for you. Spend all my money if you wanna, baby. Yeah. But listen.
listen to me. Nothing can change that love I have for you, baby. Make me cry sometimes. Oh, but listen, but nothing can change that love I do you understand what I'm talking about? Let me ease it. Oh, yeah. Say, oh, yeah. Nothing can change the love I have for you, baby. Oh, yeah.
Monday, January 31st, check out Drive-By Truckers, The Secret to a Happy Ending, playing at the Van City Theater. Drive-By Truckers have been kicking ass and taking names in the world of rock and country music for the better part of the last decade. Filmmaker Barr Weissman followed them during three critical years of touring and recording, years in which the band struggled to overcome the trauma of divorce and survived a near breakup. The film features interviews, behind-the-scenes footage on the road and in the studio, and captures some legendary live performances. One lucky attendee at the screening will win a copy of the film poster signed by the entire band. For more information, go online to vif.org/theater.
I never will forget. they laid me on the bank.
Barn Burner writes, that was Greg Allman from his new album, Low Country Blues. The name of the track was Floating Bridge. Very good, very rootsy. Produced by T-Bone Burnett, and I've had a chance to listen to the album. It's a winner. Before that, that was I picked that track before that one extra specially for Rodney, because he had made note during his show that he was exposed to basically Bob Seger and Foreigner in his younger days. And Seger, before he went off with the Silver Bullet Band to do beer music, was actually one hell of a rock and roller from Detroit. So the name of that track was Big River, and the name of the album was Mongrel. And you liked it, didn't you, Rodney?
I did, which actually surprised me because, as I said, I was force-fed. Well, Western Pennsylvania, you know, wasn't like the hotbed of underground music, so, you know, we heard lots of Foreigner, Journey, and that was before people got all ironic about Journey.
Yeah, exactly. Where everybody
Journey
sort of
still sucks. They sucked in the '80s. They suck now.
And they're still terrible. I don't care how many times you sing "Don't Stop Believing" at karaoke, right?
Really, has life come to that, eh?
Exactly. All right. Let's get back to the music. The track that you have picked by Freddie Eaglesmith today, Rodney, is "Blue Tick Hound." It's one of my favorites. Tell me a little bit about Freddie Eaglesmith. When did you start?
I think he's a bit of a prick, actually, but I like his music.
Oh, so you know Fred on a personal level?
Well, no, I've never met him personally, but I've been to shows.
Yeah.
you know, and he plays it up. He plays the badass a little bit too much, if you ask me.
Right. And he's
acquired this Texas accent.
Mythically?
Yeah.
Because he's from, like, Ontario?
Well, he plays down there all the time.
So yeah, that's right.
He started talking like them.
He does. The man, you know, there's a lot of Fredheads out there. The man does tour prolifically, doesn't he?
He's a good songwriter, and he's a hell of a storyteller.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Well, he's a talented guy, and, you know, you got to admire the fact that he just kind of, you know, one day decided to sell his farm and make this thing work. And he does. He tours all over the country, and he makes it work.
I think it's funny in Canada, there's two ways you can go about it. You can either sell your farm and go out touring, or pull an Ian Tyson and buy a ranch. After your touring is finished, and still make good music, you know. So there you go. That's
okay. Kind of those cowboy songs, good music.
That's right. The Lonesome Prairie stuff, Rodney.
Some of it's great, but come on. I mean, he gets away with a lot because he's Ian Dyson. But come on.
He's earned his stripes, man. Great speckled bird. That's right. Well, hey, for all of us people that still read Louis L'Amour album or still read Louis L'Amour books, you know, we like to fantasize. This is called the barn burner.
I just give you a hard time. But you know, you got to watch with that stuff because sometimes, you know, some of those scenes can give the thing that you love a bad name.
That is true. Yeah, and I'll talk to Ian next time. I'm in Longview.
And I bought some of his beef jerky in Longview.
Did you? That's some good beef jerky, isn't it?
It is good beef jerky, though. The whole van stunk of it, and everybody hated me for it.
Hey, did you play Longview?
No.
Did you ever get, yeah?
No, I've never played Longview. We just drive through it all the time.
Yeah. I got a feeling you'd be pretty well received in Longview, actually.
Well, not now. Not after I badmouthed Ian.
And there you go. Rodney's next tour has been cut short in the foothills of Alberta.
Ride into the bar on a horse.
With your 10-gallon?
No, he will.
Oh, he will.
In the middle of my show. I'm Ian Tyle. Yeah, we don't.
I've got some things to talk to you about, Rodney, outside the Dude Ranch. Well, anyways.
Badmouth and Marina.
I don't know. I'm just joking. No, well, I mean, Snowbird aside, I mean, it's pretty tough. Badmouth Anne Murray. I think she's got enough.
I'm just going after Canadian icons.
Yeah, do it. You can badmouth Celine Dion all you want on the show.
I love Celine.
Yeah, of course you do.
Dude.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Really?
No.
I didn't think it. Rodney, you had a certain, maybe, that's why they call your bands the Convictions, because you had a certain amount of conviction in your eyes when you said that.
I lie a lot. I have to.
You watch out, man. Stuff like that will happen, like, you know, they'll print it out on Discord or. Like, Rodney DeCrew has infatuation with Celine Dion. Oh. More next episode.
You know? Like, who would care, really?
The readers of UBC. all 20 of them.
Well, no, I'm not saying that nobody reads it. I'm just saying, like, really, Rodney DeCrew likes seeing Celine Dion. Okay, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
But I don't. Anyways, can we play a song?
Can we play some music, please? Okay, so anyways, without further ado, that was a bit of a banter fest. Fred Eaglesmith with Blue Tick Hound on the Barn Burner. Stay tuned. I'm with you for just over another half an hour.
So I can. Blue tick hound.
Giving back my things, give me back the key to my heart. Give back the key to my heart. Give back the key to my heart. Got a friend named Cocaine, and to me he is the blame. He has drained life from your face. He has taken my place. When you're alone in San Antonio, give me back the key to my heart.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know, it's so hard to find one rich man in town where the saddest part
This is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Cross the river above the hill. Hawk circles for the kill. His eyes are keen, his talent strong. When he strikes, he's never wrong. The dice are loaded, honey, you can't win. When that shadow comes dropping, it's not virtue, it's not sin, it's just a matter of when. 'Cause everything is taken from us. Everything is taken from us.
Here is Rodney DeCrew with Everything's Taken From Us from his Queen Mary Trash double album. You're going to get to hear all that good stuff on January 29th, 2011 at the first annual Barn Burner. Yeah, just mentioning, Rodney, that I like the way that song builds is great. It's definitely got a unique kind of pacing to it. It starts out sparse and then gets fairly orchestrated like towards the end.
Hmm.
So there you go. There's my push for that tune. That's why I picked it today. And I like the way it was played live, too.
Thanks,
so. You're going to play another one for us live right now. What are you going to play?
Well, I'm going to do a waltz.
Okay.
A Peruvian waltz.
A South American waltz. Okay.
Well, no, that's the title of the song, the Peruvian waltz. Okay. It's off of War Torn Man.
Right on.
A banner from a frozen charade. The overcoat shroud haunts a dust cafe. And a wild-eyed black herald went riding away with a Peruvian singer at his side. High above Machu Picchu, where the wild condor flies. High above the gathering paper lights, and out on the plains where your ghost horses run, if only you would recall. And your black ribbons, they flutter in the air, but nobody sees them there. The highway runs through your hands and your hair when you call. Out on the streets of San Antonio, you told me you wanted to be alone. So I walked and I talked 4 miles by myself, but you know I could not understand. This song of muscle, this song of bone, and the faces that come and the faces that go. And I knew in the end, well, I'd stand here alone. When the day finally came, and your black ribbons they flutter in the air, but nobody sees them there. The highway that runs through your hands and your hair when you call. Pigeons on the roof, doves in the sky. I can still see the shadows in your blue eyes. And I wonder now, would you still be surprised if I had just said what I meant? For this light, yes, it breaks, but this light, it never ends. And that Peruvian singer found a mountain for a friend, and he climbed up its side like a forgotten face. And there in the rain he cried. And your black ribbons, they flutter in the air, but nobody sees them there.
like a banner from a frozen tree. Well, the overcoat shroud haunts the dust cafe, and a wild-eyed black herald went riding away with a Peruvian singer at his side.
Peruvian Waltz off Rodney DeCruz's War Torn Man album. You are listening to The Barn Burner and a very nice live performance on CITR 101.9 FM. How much material from War Torn Man do you play live now, Rodney?
Oh, a fair bit still.
Yeah, still? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we'll bring it on on that in the War Torn Man, and we play Sheltering Sky occasionally, and Rain, Rain. Yeah, four or five songs.
Four or five songs.
Yeah, yeah. We still play off.
What about Mockingbird? How much? I mean, that's mostly if you decide to do one by yourself,
solo,
right?
I play a lot of those.
Right.
You know, it depends on the show, right? If it's a bar on a Friday night, I'm not going to play a lot of Mockingbird Bible because it's a quieter listening kind of album, right?
That's right. And people are hooting and hollering.
Yeah, you know, you can't really play those songs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you've got a pick from, is it Mike Swan?
Mike Swan, East Side guy. He doesn't play around much. He busks, actually. He's a busker.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this song.
Nice.
And, he's a good cat.
What's the song called, bud?
Pink and Blue Bop.
Pink and Blue Bop by Mike Swan on the Barn Burner. You got us for about another 10 minutes, so stick around.
She's a China doll from a shopping mall, and a herd of bulls from a liquor store. She's got a pretty pink dress, a big white smile, and her hair's a mess. Popping on the dance floor of Lois Lane. Cannot lose, I got a pair of neat feet and a chug-a-lug-a-doo. I'm a dirty Clark Kent from another planet, and I wanna be your Superman. But won't you be my Valentine? Baby, got my heart on my sleeve and a bar of soap. An eye for an eye and a tongue for the truth. We could be doing the pink and blue puberty bop. Come bopping to me, my nuclear gal. There's a revolution brewing, but aren't we all? I'm a genuine product of the nuclear war, and I know just what I was put here for. Oh, Lois Lane, I read your groove. I got a pair of black glasses and a bubble of blue. Got a grubby little hole in the heart of a storm. And there you are, bopping on the dance floor. Won't you be my Valentine, baby? Got my heart on my sleeve and a bar of soap. An eye for an eye and a tongue for the truth. We could be doing the pink and blue puberty pop. Oh, build another ballroom and paint the town again. She's a genuine helicopter in a bathroom with a fashionable ass, some magazines and a storybook mirror and a movie screen. Oh, Lois Lane, you're not alone. I got candy floss stains on my telephone. You got neon lips in the acid rain. You got eyes up from your ice cream cone. Oh, won't you be my Valentine, baby? Got my heart on my sleeve and a bar of soap. An eye for an eye and a tongue for the truth. We could be doing the pink and blue puberty bop.
It'll be a hot time in the old chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one, and the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Voice I hear on earth is my mama's cry.